Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Panthers Podcast. This is going to be our third and final episode. So if you haven't already listened to our first or second episode, go right ahead and listen to that before you listen to this one. And so far, we have read the entire book, and we're basically just going to go over that and go over the themes, tragedies, characters, how it developed, and everything like that. So I'm Zara Mohsen.
I'm Jessica Stapor.
And I'm Samuel Morales.
Alright guys, so what did you think about the book?
I thought the book was really interesting, and it really caught my interest to keep reading it more and more. And it totally like appealed to me, and I related to some of the things in there. And I'm sure a lot of other people our age or young adults more would be able to refer back to everything.
Yeah, it definitely appeals to a younger viewer audience, and not too young. It is.
Yeah,
it is.
There are some things in there that wouldn't really be
inappropriate in some ways.
Yeah, for like 7th grade middle school.
No, definitely older than that, like young adults, like...
Yeah, young adults, teenagers in high school, because it's even set in high school, so that would appeal more to people in high school.
Yeah, and because, you know, it's in high school and, you know, near college, they can relate to it, and that's why, like, young adults find it so interesting and whatnot, because, you know, they also go through the same problems as that are mentioned in the book, like making new friends, figuring out
who you are,
where you're going to be, you know, just trying to get along high school, trying to get along with people.
Do you think you would recommend this to anybody that you know?
I don't think so.
Honestly, I would.
Not for me.
I would recommend to people I know.
Nah.
How come you wouldn't recommend it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know anybody that would be interested in reading this book, or like is old enough, or is too old for this book, or whatnot. Nobody's too old for this book, but they wouldn't really find it interesting if they're older.
But in your opinion, would you like recommend it from like what how you read it? Like if you liked it, would you read it?
No, I still wouldn't. Would you?
I guess it may not be like the absolute best book that I've read before, but I think it's pretty good. It has some good things in there for sure that some other people can learn.
I agree.
But it's just like a simple young adult book. It's not like
Simple. I would disagree there. It's not like simple, but it is what is it? Lighthearted? What's the word? Lighthearted, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, would you recommend it to anybody, Sam?
Me? I personally would. I wouldn't personally. Like,
would or wouldn't?
I wouldn't personally.
Why?
Because I just feel like some of the stuff that happens in the book doesn't really happen like to the people I know personally.
Oh, you mean like it's too unrealistic?
Yeah.
It's a nonfiction book, but it can happen in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like it's too unrealistic. Yeah, I understand
in
that.
A way,
definitely.
It could be, yes.
But they wouldn't really connect that much with Ezra's point of view, like about his accident and stuff.
Oh, I see. I like that. Yeah. What would you guys rate it?
Like out of how much the scale? Like 1 to 10.
Like 1 to 10. Yeah, I think.
Like a 6.5.
6.5? Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe like a 6, 7. It was a good book.
No, I would rate it like 8.
Yeah, like 7, 8.
Yeah, definitely.
Mostly.
Right.
So what did you guys think about the development of the book and what happened in the story?
Well, I personally thought it was very slow at the beginning and in the middle, and it just started like speeding up towards the end.
Yeah, because it all just came in one.
Yes, everything fell into place. When we found out that Cassidy's brother was actually the one who hit Ezra's car, which, as I said, made everything fall into place, because it starts off with Ezra talking about how he got in that accident, And then he met Cassidy Thorpe, which was a coincidence because they ended up, her brother ended up being the one that actually hit him. And then it goes out to the end of the story where they find that out, and
they just kind of have like a weird connection in the end. Like at first,
yeah,
it just seems like
everything
connected. Like,
yeah, they seem like complete strangers. Yeah, but they actually weren't.
Yeah, and it's just so weird how it came together. And like, I kind of liked how they're even though the beginning might have been a bit slow, it was pretty detailed because there's not a lot of things that
really
could have put in, and even though it was kind of slow, it did have good details, and I thought it explained a lot of stuff in Ezra's life after the accident, and even a little bit before things started progressing more and more.
Definitely.
Yeah, like how, like from the beginning, like how it all began, like how it was uprising, but then like when he met Cassidy, like it all just came together because he found out the truth.
No, I'd have to disagree. I believe... I'm sorry, I have to disagree because I feel like everything came together when they found out that Cassidy's brother was the one who hit Ezra.
That's
not when he met Cassidy.
That's
that was
what
only
I meant
part.
Towards the end. When Cassidy told Ezra the truth.
Yeah, if that... If
about everything.
That's
like,
the case,
when Ezra
yes.
told her about the details about the tragedy of what happened.
Alright.
So, what were some tragedies you read throughout the book?
Well, there are multiple tragedies. There are plenty.
Yeah.
One of them would definitely be Cooper's death.
Yeah.
And I actually felt like that symbolized at the end of Cassidy and Ezra's relationship, because she ended it with him, and then the doctor came out and told him like right after that.
I understand, but I don't know if like it necessarily connects it to that, because it's like Cooper dying and Cassidy leaving just is totally two different things.
Well, yeah, of course.
But to me, it's like a connection pretty much though, because they all happen at the same time.
Well,
yeah,
I don't think time is what really matters when it comes to symbolism.
It explains in the book that right when the doctor came out, Cassidy left. But it doesn't really go into detail about it. It just says, she left and they didn't have a conversation anymore.
It doesn't need to go into detail for it to be symbolism. Like, I don't know. I just felt like, throughout the whole book, Cooper was there.
Cassidy really liked him too.
Yeah, and then when Cassidy left, he died. I don't know. I just felt like that was symbolized.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and I don't know, could it be like another example of that would be how when Ezra was leaving her house after building her a snowman, and the whole coyote thing, and they had a problem, and then Cooper and the coyote had a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like that would also symbolize...
tragedy?
No, not tragedy.
Yeah, it's almost like...
Symbolize the relationship.
The end of it.
That almost kind of reminds me of like symbolizing the coyote and Cooper as Ezra and Cassidy. Like, it's like with the problems a little bit. But.
Yeah, definitely. And what are some other tragedies that you guys?
Well, mine was like really towards the end of the book, like where Cassidy told, like when Ezra explained to Cassidy about his tragedy, but then like. Cassidy explained to him about her long lost brother.
Well, like,
the brother, you know.
Yeah, when she was telling him about her brother.
Yeah, that died.
That
too.
Yeah.
Because of his tragedy, the same as Ezra's.
Mm-hmm.
But then she told the truth about how he was the one who made Ezra's tragedy happen.
Oh yeah, and then it was another tragedy. How we found out her brother died after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe if he would have told them that he hit somebody else instead of lying and telling them that he hit a tree, maybe that would have been. Yeah. Maybe if he would have stayed.
I can't remember if he actually lied about the tree. I think he said that because Cassidy, I think, mentioned something that
he thought it
was a tree.
No.
How do you think it's a tree?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, like, when I was reading the book, that's just what I saw. Cassidy was saying, like, oh, I don't know, I don't know if she said anything about drugs or anything like that, but that he thought it was
then
a tree.
Why would he forget that it's just that?
What would one try to do?
I feel like he lied about that. Maybe he was too afraid to face his parents, you know, because
tell him the truth about what happened.
She said that. Yeah, she said that he was afraid of his parents in general. So, if he would have stayed at the crime scene, then the ambulance would have taken him also to check him out.
Yeah.
And maybe he would still be alive.
But what was one tragedy you read about, though, Jessica?
I think one of the tragedies would be, I think about like Cassidy's problem like in the debate team, I guess. Like, it just explains a lot about how she has like problems with the debate team and all that. And it's kind of like a mystery until you find out about her brother.
Yeah, I think it's a tragedy that, I agree with you. I think it's a tragedy that she didn't like give Ezra a chance to win or herself.
Yeah, she just lied about it.
Yeah, and like Ezra didn't even get to like get near that, and that's unfair for Ezra, definitely.
Honestly, I think another tragedy would be like the homecoming dance, because like I don't know if you consider that a tragedy. But like when she didn't go with Ezra, but he kept calling her and went to her house.
Yeah, definitely, right.
Yeah, he was worried about her.
Yeah. And then, that was a mess. Alright guys, so what were some themes you came across in the book?
Well, a theme I came across in the book was that you really can't trust anyone.
How so?
Well, because Cassidy, in the book, she told Ezra that she had another boyfriend and that she was just using him. And she said all those hateful things.
Yeah, definitely. When I read that, I was in shock. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, neither could I. Like, I was like, is this real? Like, you can't. Yeah. You really can't trust
anyone.
Even though
that wasn't the case. Yeah, like, after that, we found out the real truth. But when I read that, I thought, wow, you really can't trust anybody. Yeah, well, another theme I saw in the book was you got to give yourself credit.
Yeah.
Yes, and an example of that would be how... what was his name? Ezra? Ezra gave Cassidy all the credit of him finding himself and excuse me, and changing and all the change he's been going through. And when in reality, he was the one that actually was changing all by himself. He started changing before he even met her after the car accident. An example of that would be how in the beginning, when he went to school on the first day, he immediately didn't want to sit with his old friends because they didn't visit him at the hospital, and they clearly didn't care about him that much. So he gave Cassidy all the credit for that, and he should have actually just given himself credit. And we figured that out along the book. She even told him herself. Alright guys, so author's choice. Why do you think the author had this type of ending?
Well, I believe that the ending was sort of meant to represent Ezra trying to find himself, because it just ended like, you know, he was trying to find himself the whole time and not listening, not including Cassidy as his point to change.
Oh yeah, right. Cassidy isn't the center of his life.
Yeah, because he thought that it was because of her that I'm changing for everybody else, but really it was himself, and that's just kind of how it ended. And
yeah, definitely. Him finding himself in college and going to the college he wanted to go to and everything.
Yeah, and it just ended up being like, I guess it just shows that you gotta find yourself and just
focus on you.
Not worry about others.
Yeah, definitely. I believe that was for the best. And that's going to wrap up our third and final episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and giving us your time and listening to all three episodes. If you haven't, go listen to the other ones.
Thank you, Ms. Newburn and Mr. Holloway, for the great experience you gave us.
Yeah, thank you for pushing us to do something out of our comfort zone and just making it a really good experience.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.